that he is.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 here on this beautiful Tuesday. It looks like rain. Doesn't it look like rain? The in the studio today, Danny, it's me and you always. We're the only two that always show up always.
That's right.
But
I
we
mean,
do
always.
Have Gina back. We've got Gina back. Gina, where you been? Where you been?
Oh, wow. I've been in 4th of July
busy.
Land.
Trying to make everybody mad.
Yeah. It's been a crazy summer.
It has been a crazy summer. So what's the craziest part of summer? Well, first of all, you had a baby.
I did not have a baby. That baby was born in November.
Man, that baby's cute.
She is.
She is adorable. She really is.
She is. But yes, we've been my daughter who had the baby got a job. So a couple nights a week, I am mom and pop.
Yeah,
like
pop.
We have a
pop,
blast.
Pop. I could tell that baby loves pop.
Wrapped around her little finger.
Yes.
But we've been having a ball. So like
that's awesome.
Three nights a week.
Oh yeah, that's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, we still try to work out and be people and hang with
still
our friends.
Still eating healthy here at What's Cooking in the 321?
Yes.
Still eating healthy?
Are.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
So I joined a yoga studio trying to
So I want to try this new stuff. I saw it the other day where because I've bungee jumped before, not because I wanted to, because my son got up to the top and wouldn't go by himself, so I had to go up and do it with him. But it's bungee cords. You're literally hanging from bungee cords doing like aerobics and crap. Mm. I want to do it. This new knee is all about it. Mm. We're doing it. We're doing
go
that.
Go for it.
Have
I know
you
they
seen
have
it, though?
I've seen it.
It's cool.
Comical.
I think it's called band.
It's comical?
It's very
what
funny
is it?
To
yeah,
watch.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
It's like treadmill dancing.
And
I
that
love
would
treadmill
be
dancing.
I'd be the, you know.
I broke my toe trying to treadmill dance. So introduce, you brought somebody with you today.
I did.
You did?
Tara, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you
Tara.
Do?
Okay.
Tara, tell us who you are.
My name is Tara Wigner, and I'm the event and marketing manager for Melbourne Main Street in downtown Melbourne.
Okay. How long have they been there? Because it's been a long time. How long you been there?
I've been there since August of last year.
Since August. Okay. So
yes,
you've been there
around
a year.
Way longer than me.
Okay. So I have to tell you, because I always try to look for things that are different, because you have a beef on the weck there. Sandwich.
No, downtown Melbourne. Kim Agee.
Oh,
runs the Melbourne Main Street program.
Oh, I'm thinking Main Street Pub.
No, she's hungry.
Oh, there,
she's ready for a sandwich.
I love on my own show. Oh my god.
We were talk about
I never know
crush.
Who's on the show. See, people now will know that we are totally unscripted in here.
Right.
All right. Listen, I've been talking to people that were totally somebody else many times, but yeah. So you're marketing director for downtown.
I'm
is that
not
correct?
The Kim Agee is the
okay.
marketing director,
okay.
and then
tell
I'm,
me what your job is. Let's clarify.
I'm the
with
event
Kim
and marketing.
Okay,
manager.
Event and marketing. Mm-hmm. So what's a normal day of work?
So a normal day, I don't
First
know.
First of all, are you remote or do you go to a place?
I go in every day, but I do sometimes work remotely.
Okay,
I do a lot of their social media.
Okay,
I've been really focused on marketing the merchants. So if our merchants downtown are marketing themselves, we reshare and try to really promote all of the events
and
that
there's
happen.
A big event coming.
Yes, there is.
Because we've got, let me see if I got it right. I think there's like, where you can drink all day or something? What is it?
Wait, that's
I made that up. Okay.
Kim is emphasizing this
I made
now.
That, that one up.
That's definitely a different kind of event, maybe okay, offline. So we have our annual flavor experience. This is an event that started a few years ago. We've done 4 of them so far. And every year, the flavor experience takes you to a new region in the world. And so this year, we're transporting guests to the French Riviera. We'll have an evening of gourmet food. It's paired with drinks. There's live music. It's basically coastal elegance on the rooftop of Hotel Malby at the landing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like up there.
So it's my favorite event of all of them. If you've never attended, I think you're missing out. It is my favorite because it's very intimate. It's only a 350 ticket max. So it kind of gives you this feel of FOMO. You've got to get in there because we can only sell a certain amount of tickets.
Okay.
It's really curated to be an unforgettable event.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool, so cool.
I can give a little bit of tips and tricks or things that are happening that night, a little sneak peek if you're interested. But yeah, there's...
Yeah, no, we want to hear about it all. Go.
Okay,
let's
hear about
tell
it
everybody.
All.
Let's get everybody downtown.
Let's talk about the food.
Let's talk about hours, times. Let's talk about that first.
Okay.
First of all, it's downtown Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It Somewhere. Is. So it's downtown Melbourne. It's at the Landing Rooftop inside nope. Hotel Malby.
So everybody knows where the Malby is. Have
yes.
you been there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because
oh,
I've been there the ABWA. We had a meeting up there, and it was always nice. And
I've been to events, meetings, lunch.
Lunch, yeah. Yes, yes. So, all right.
All right. So the event is, it revolves around food, of course, because food and drink, why not? This year we have Chef Alexis of the Landing Rooftop, who is spotlighting some seafood dishes and like a slow roasted beef steamship. And again, each of the 6 stations of food will be paired with a specialty cocktail or some kind of drink that goes very well with it. And Chef is already French classically trained, so the food is really good. We got to have a sample of all the things some time ago, and we're very excited to bring that to everybody. We also got Sagano Swing, who graciously agreed to perform for us. They're a French jazz band out of Orlando. They're so fun. And the girl who sings lived in France for many years, and her voice is just so sweet, and it's so perfect for the event. We also have some roaming entertainment surprises. We don't want to give everything away, but there's some fun little things happening. And then one of the things we're doing this year is something called a sip and sparkle. So Sullivan's Jewelry, which is downtown next to...
Now, did they move... Did they used to be somewhere and then they moved?
Sort of,
because now they're next to Backwater.
No,
she's another street over.
Yeah, okay. She's street over, yes.
Okay.
So she's next to Hotel Malby.
Okay,
where you come
yeah,
out of,
right across. Mm-hmm. But I didn't remember her always being there.
That's
I thought it was like a Grimaldi's
years.
Or something.
Yeah, no.
Didn't it used to be a Grimaldi's?
I think so, but it's in the last few years that
okay.
she's, maybe
okay.
two,
her,
two or three.
If you haven't been in her space, she just had a local artist paint a huge mural on one of the walls, and she has fun little hidden emojis in the wall and
oh, well,
such,
that's pretty
but it's
cool.
beautiful. It's
that
really neat
cool.
to see. So she's helping us host the Sip and Sparkle table,
okay.
which we've never done before. And so we're putting diamonds into glasses of champagne. One of the glasses of champagne will have a real 1.5 carat diamond.
Now, how are any of us going to know if it's real or not?
We will find out. She will be there inspecting
really?
The diamonds.
Oh, that's
yes.
pretty cool.
Actually,
and I really love her. We've mm-hmm. done so many things where we're both in the same room and doing things together, especially with the ABWA. So mm-hmm. That sounds like great fun.
Oh, we're really excited.
Yeah,
yeah, she'll be there. So somebody, so we'll
now,
be
who
selling
came up?
Those
Is this
glasses
something you
of champagne.
You came up with this idea?
I cannot take credit for the idea. I mean, I could because I'm here, but I can't.
No, you know. No. I'm not going to tell anybody.
I did not come up with the idea, but we're very excited. It is the first time we'll be doing it, so that's super fun. And then we have the live and silent auctions this year, where before we've just had the silent, and I'm really excited because we have some really incredible things available. I'm going to give just a few of them.
Okay.
So we have a trip to Paris.
No
way. I want to go to Paris.
Right. We also have a wellness package from CR Health and Wellness down in Indy Atlantic. We also have a $2,000 photo session that's been offered. We have two private chef table experiences. And then we also have a signed Taylor Swift guitar that will be going up
That's it. My daughter will be there.
So there's a lot. I mean, I think there's about 30 different things that people will have the option to. We have some signed sports memorabilia from the Highland Mint and more. I mean, there's
really
a lot. My
daughter used to work there.
Cool.
The Highland Mint. You ever been in there?
I have.
That's a pretty cool place. Mm-hmm. All the coins from the Super Bowls and all that. I don't know if people know that they actually make the Super Bowl coin
every
year.
Yes, they do. Every year.
So if you're interested in coming, you have there are a few tickets still left for sale. You can go to downtownmelbourne.com, click on the events link at the top, and it'll take you right to the ticketing page. We do have a special right now where you buy three tickets, you get one free. And also, if you're interested in coming, the dress or attire that we're asking is for French Riviera. So we want you to be comfortable and stylish, and no need to wear a black tie and be stuffy. Just
French
come
Riviera.
Have a really good time. Yep.
Gina, you're going to that with Todd.
It is a great possibility. But my husband's very casual, as
it
you
is
know.
A casual
Let's
event.
Say the date one more time, because I'm going to mark it in my calendar here.
It's this Friday, August 15th. General admission starts at 6:30.
There you go.
I'd have to bring the baby.
You'd have to bring the baby. You know what?
I know a babysitter.
I just happen to be free, too.
Oh, then I'm you definitely free. Should come. It's really fun.
See, yeah, I'm busy because I have to tell you the college is opening back up on the 18th. Yep. And loads of people still, there's 8,000 kids still doing remote learning, though.
Really?
And I hate to see that, yes.
For a reason?
You know,
or?
We're Palm Bay. This is all four of the Eastern Florida State Colleges. There's over 8,000 still doing remote. Because this is my biggest problem in life right now. I have a 20-year-old at home. I have an 11-year-old at home, too, because I'm crazy. But is the people who came through COVID as teenagers do not want to leave the house. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, my kid is 20 years old. She could care less about getting her driver's license. What do I need a license for? You take me wherever I got to go. I mean, she does want it now.
Then you need to stop taking her.
Okay. But here's the thing. They do not want to leave the house to work. They don't. They really are not great at customer service because they went that whole time. I mean, what we did to our young people. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you know, I sum it all up on they don't know how to pedal a bike.
We're seeing the ramifications now of all the things that people were upset about that we were told we were crazy for being upset about.
Yeah. So for the first time ever, Jennifer, hi, Jen, hope you're listening. Jennifer said to me last night, was it always this chaotic? Mm. And I said, no. The people, like everything in the world, has gotten crazy.
Yes.
These people, like we put a thing, you've probably seen on my Facebook, and I'm not the only one. I have people calling me all the time going, could you please put that we need, could you say on the radio that we need employees? Could you, I went into the Sunoco gas station at Patrick and O'Galley yesterday. There's a note. They have got like that famous crunch chicken and Indian food. And it literally said, looking for cook, closed until we find one. Mm-hmm. They don't have food.
Do you think part of the problem with that is this whole wages argument that people feel that they should be paid what you should have a master's degree for?
I got to tell you. So huge controversy. You know, we've talked about tipping on this show with the industry. So now they've taken away. Our president says that servers don't have to pay any taxes on their tips. Well, okay, so I make people angry because I've been making people angry for the last couple of days. But I've made all kinds of servers angry on this one forever because they're making over $25 an hour. Servers make over, and some are making way more than that. Okay, but on a minimum, most servers, if you're decent whatsoever, you're making over $25 an hour. Okay, you didn't even finish school. You're making $25 an hour. But you're complaining. You're still complaining it's not enough money. Okay, so people, the first thing when I put something up, they'll literally text back, not about the job, how much does it pay?
Right.
Well, I don't know. Are you qualified? Well, let me see what your qualifications are. But how much does it pay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to need every Friday off and every like Monday at 12 off. When did that come into play? It used to be that you bowed down and were so thankful you had a job. That day is gone. So these people sat their butts at home. I don't know if they got money or not, or how they got money. I don't know. But now we can't get them out of their house to work. When they come out of their house to work, I just hired somebody the other day. I don't know if you saw this because I found it to be very cute. Did you see the post? I literally screenshotted a post from my 11-year-old, who just turned 11, by the way. She's a young 11. And I put, because she actually texted me and said, can I look at YouTube? Okay, which I got to tell you, I don't like kids having phones. Mine's got one sometimes. But she put, and you know what? I'm gonna quote her exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a quote from an 11-year-old, and this is regarding employment. Let me just get here. Let's just see here. And you can absolutely go to Kim Meredith's Facebook page and see it for yourself. Where's my page? Okay, here we go.
Go to your picture.
All right. Now, here's what I sent a screenshot. It says, conversation with my 11-year-old yesterday, smarter than my employees. Can I go to YouTube? Please do the right thing. And then I put, is Jen up? Okay, that part doesn't matter. But then I put, I'm so mad today. New guy was a no call, no show. This is an 11-year-old. She wrote, wow, I can't believe that some people have the audacity to do that. This is out of an 11-year-old's mouth to somebody who couldn't even get up. And he actually did show up a little later on. He's probably listening right now. So, you know, don't do it again because I will trash you on the air. But it was like 2 hours later. My alarm didn't go off. I'm sorry, I didn't hear my alarm. The power must have went off. No, I'm sorry, because I own a townhouse right behind you. The power didn't go off. Just telling you. But it's like, and I don't even care to hear an excuse. But it's like, this is a second day of his work. So do you keep them employed? Because you know it's going to happen when it really is going to hurt. And this was at the start of which was a pretty cool event. It was the Oddity Festival.
Yeah.
It was very odd. It was an odd festival, but but fun all the same. We had, I think, a record-breaking attendance there for things like that.
Wow.
It was very different. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I'm stuck in my box cooking instead of doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Because they don't realize, your employees don't realize how it changes your day. But so here's the first question there, too, you know. How much does it pay? How much does it pay? And then you don't call. You no call, no show.
Right.
This is what we're looking at every day, and it's frustrating. So trying to run a business that way. And then the other thing is what you said. We need to pay our employees truly a minimum to get anybody good. You have to pay them $18 an hour.
I don't understand where that mentality comes from.
Yeah. Where's it come
I have
from?
Almost 40 years of experience in sales, advertising, and marketing. Why should you graduate from college with a marketing degree, which, by the way, you could do this without a degree, because guess what? It changes every day.
Yeah.
I learn on the job, and my skill set is being able to be flexible and learn and go with the flow
and the
still be
different.
Creative. Exactly.
The events
Everything
yeah.
changes.
Right.
So why should you graduate with a marketing degree and make as much as I do?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
So, and then here's the thing, too, like with the tips. And I've ate out with you. You're a big tipper. I'm Todd. Our guy's a big tipper. Okay. But so I've said this 100 times on here. If you're getting, you know, I'm cheap. I want a bottle of $13 wine. You drink your $300 bottle of wine. The server comes over. She opens it the same way. She mm-hmm. sets it in front mm-hmm. of you, pours it the same way. But you're supposed to tip $30 on that bottle,
mm-hmm.
okay? Not 30, 60, mm-hmm. $60 on that bottle. And I'm supposed to tip $6.
Right.
But we had the same service. And what makes that person worth $65 an hour?
We just had this conversation because we went to St. Augustine last weekend, I think it was. And we went out one night and it was like beer night. You know, we went out the next night and we wanted to have dinner, but we had to wait for our table. It was at Prohibition Kitchen. So we went to the bar to wait for our table. I got a drink and he got a double.
I heard that's a cool menu, by the way.
It is.
To interrupt.
It is.
Yeah.
It was good, but, you know,
atmosphere. You had a double?
He had a double. I had a single.
Yeah,
but it was a Don Julio and I want to say
We all know.
Oh, we both
we all know what Gina drinks now.
We both got Don Julio. So okay. He had a double, I had a single. Uh-huh. So basically three drinks.
Okay.
The check was $39.
Okay.
For three drinks.
Okay.
And it was funny because the first bartender we sat right in front of, he was drying a glass.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't make eye contact with us, looked up, looked at us, and walked down the bar. Was wow. doing nothing but drying a glass. Another guy was doing three things at one time, said, oh, have you guys been helped? I'll be right with you as soon as I make these drinks. Meanwhile, this person had walked up after us and got his attention, and the guy, you know, anyway, but that's all right. And then Todd said, am I really supposed to tip 20%? Because it's the amount. It's because I bought expensive liquor.
Yeah.
It would have been the same if he'd have made us two beers. So we had to measure into the cup. Big deal, you know. So we were talking about that. It's like the level of what you do and where you are.
Right.
They think that it's different. Where, like, sometimes if you're at a nightclub, because you're going to be there all night and you're drinking, you may do a dollar a drink, right? Like, I bought a round. It's $4, whatever. Here, some people think like that. We overtip because, you know, we're not like that. But do I tip 20%? Because I'm drinking Don Julio right. and it's going to be a... You know, see, so $12 to $15
And you're right
dollar
about
drink.
The hour, though. Are they worth that amount of money? Because now this is going to make everybody, I'm going to get bashed tomorrow, but that's all right, because then they start listening to the show. Because the thing that I have a problem with, let's just say a breakfast house, okay?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm looking here. You've got a person, she comes in 7 to 2, whatever. She's got six tables because, you know, it's fast, whatever. And I'm sitting at the table. I'm tipping on the amount of time I sat here. I'm not even looking at my check. Okay, how long did I sit here? How long did I take up her things? She's got six tables. If all of us give her this, she's still making $70 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll complain because we're not tipping that 25 or 20%. Okay? It's gotten out of hand. And so it's made people think crazy.
We always overtip on breakfast because mm-hmm. breakfast is the... Like, I mean, what you pay for a plate at lunch and what you pay for breakfast... Right. We always feel like, oh my gosh, she ran around the restaurant, mm-hmm. running back and forth, refilling my coffee. You know, we over tip on breakfast. And it was funny when Todd and I got together because, you know, we'd both been married before and our spouses all had different viewpoints. We get together and he looked at me and he was like, should I give her this much? And, you know, I have children that wait tables. I've waited tables. So I'm like, oh, definitely. And he was shocked because he said in my past life, I would have been like, well, they didn't do anything, and it's only this much, and blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, I feel like if we bless her, it doesn't hurt us for that couple extra mm-hmm. bucks.
Yeah.
And somebody, hopefully, in the karma universe will bless my kids while they're waiting tables. And it doesn't hurt us to tip her
but
five extra dollars.
But it's still out of hand.
You know? It
Let's
is.
Let's take Panera. You put your own order in.
That's crazy.
And then they want a tip. I go, who gets to keep it? Me?
For ringing it
do
in.
Do I get it? Do I get to keep the tip? Am I tipping myself? It is out of hand. So that's the same problem with trying to employ people. That's the mentality everybody's gotten to. Mm-hmm. So they won't work. For $20 an hour, too, you get them sitting in a corner on their phone playing a game or whatever it is. Texting, I don't
it's
know.
It's entitlement.
It is an entitlement.
That was a whole period of time
Do you think
where
it's
entitlement
fixable?
Was ingrained.
Is it fixable?
You know what? I don't know. I think about it and it makes me start to feel hopeless. So I stop thinking about it because I feel like the whole world's upside down.
Even now you should know because you're downtown, I'm sure a lot. You see all of the empty spaces now. I'm telling you in because I talk to restaurant owners, the employee wage has put them out of business because they have to pay five people $20 an hour. But they're not making that much per hour because you got to take that times it because food cost is high. Okay. So you have to make so much money per hour to just pay that employee now. And the restaurants can't do it. These mom and pop places can't do it. And you're seeing even like Fridays going out of business. Huge, huge companies. You know,
I feel like they should have gone out of business
a long time ago. But, you know, I mean, I feel bad. And then we can't even sell our restaurants anymore. You know, not me. I haven't had that problem, but I know my friends. They put the restaurants up for sale. You can't sell them because there's so much inventory that nobody's buying one. So, I mean, it's wrecking the economy. It's wrecking our restaurant economy anyways. So there's my what's cooking in the 321 FYI here. There's my rant with Kim.
We just need to get
I'm going to throw my two cents in about
Please.
Downtown. Okay. So if you are, I think it takes a lot as a person when you sit down and go, where do I want to go eat tonight? We have to make a conscious effort to choose to go downtown and eat instead of running to one of the chains. And I'm not trying to put the chain restaurants down, but that's something that comes up often. You'll drive by, say, drive down 192, and all of those restaurants are packed in the evening. Instead, every once in a while, try to really make that conscious effort to go and patronize one of the smaller businesses, because
here's what I'll say about that. I go certain places, and Kim
Me
knows,
too.
I only go certain places.
I only eat at four restaurants.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah. And I do it because they either have something I love, or the people make me feel like they love having me there.
Yes.
Like, we love Scott's on Fifth because it is the best server. Kaylee is the best server, I'm going to say, in all of Florida, even. Greatest server. And I'll tip her for that because she's great. You drop your napkin before it hits the floor, she's got a new clean one in your lap. I eat at Villa Palma. Love, love Villa Palma. Have you ate there yet?
Not recently.
So that's
but
the next
I
place
to,
we have to
I've
go.
I've been there. Yes, let's
because,
do
you know,
it.
They closed downtown in Cocoa, in Cocoa Village, because they, you know, lots of, I loved the stories because we actually had them in here. Danny, you remember we had Villa Palma?
Yes,
because
we did.
Their place, they had it 30 years. Mm-hmm. The guy that owned it didn't want to give them a new lease. Well, it was a 30-year lease. They had it. They did their time. They had to get out. Mm. There was no... They were losing this. They were losing this. No, they just couldn't get the lease. If you don't own the building, the brick and mortar, this could happen to you. Just like if you're running somewhere, somebody can go, no, I don't want to renew your lease. You're just out. You didn't do anything wrong. You're just out. So they took their liquor license and all of that, and they took it to Indy Atlantic, where they only had a beer and wine license. So they had to slam more chairs in. But they made it really, the old Villa Palma was a little rustic. You go in there in your jeans and shorts, and it was wood. Mm-hmm. It was the old Rocco's Pizza, which was my first job. I think I was 16 years old. but now they've taken that, and they've made it all poshy. But not too posh, because I can still go in there with food schlepped all over myself and in cooking crocks and sit at the bar. And they have this week's special. Jack, is, first of all, they have a, say it, I can never say sommelier, sommelier.
Sommelier.
Thank you. The wine guy, the best one ever,
Sommelier.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack is awesome there. And but they have a pistachio martini, and you know I love my martini.
She is a martini girl.
Yeah. They have a pistachio martini that they've seen me quite a few times this week. I hate to say that.
It's been a rough week. It's only Tuesday.
It's been a rough week. It's only Tuesday. So but no, I eat there. Skewers. Ate at Skewers Sunday. You know, Skewers is a place. Now, have you been to any of these places?
Oh yeah.
Villa Palma?
Mm-hmm.
And Skewers, Scott's on Fifth. I think that's it. I don't know if I eat anywhere else.
I've just been thinking about your solution question.
Okay. There's a solution.
I'll just tell you my
brief. We have the solution here.
You know my son graduated in May from high school. And he is now enrolled in the Brevard County Electric Certificate Program. Electrician's Certificate Program. His class starts this evening.
Which I'm very, very familiar with.
The problem is... none of the partner companies are hiring. So he has no job yet.
And he's got to pay for it.
Yes, it's very minimal, though. Yeah. I will say that. He had to buy the textbook and pay a fee.
Okay. So he's lucky.
But he needs to work.
Yeah.
Because I'm battling that same mentality. He doesn't leave his room.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
Yeah. And we love our children, but...
So I said, every Monday, this is what you owe in rent. You're not... going to school full time, you need to be working, get on that list, this is what you pay in rent. You know what? When they start to owe something and have a responsibility, maybe it will motivate them. So he's actually excited to go to the class tonight. I think he's curious. And
my son, so my son-in-law went to that, unfortunately for him though, he was hired by Dermot Sons. Dermot Sons put him all through that because you can't miss a night. That's the thing. They only let you miss 4 days.
But it's only like once a month.
Oh, no. His was every night.
This is once a month from like 5 to 11.
Oh, okay. That's something a little different.
Yeah.
Then. But that's a good job.
But there's all these partner companies.
Yeah.
He's called them all and none of them are hiring. But regardless, he's going. He's still working on it.
Yeah.
But that's so past two Mondays.
I'm going to ask Haley's boyfriend because he just got a job HVAC. To do the same thing.
Yeah. And HVAC is, they're always hiring.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't,
You know what they pay? $14 an hour.
Well, this does too. It's a minimum wage thing, I think.
So they probably can't get anybody. That's probably why they're hiring. No one will work for that because they want a bazillion dollars an hour.
The electric companies are not. They have people that have been with them forever because electricians make great money.
Yeah, once they have their journeyman's card.
Right.
Yeah.
But they sign on to this program, which I don't understand. How could they be a partner in the program and not even have one employee who's in the program?
All right, somebody text us the answer to that.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
So where's the solution? Make them pay rent?
Oh, that's what I think, yeah. That's why. Give them some, you think that you just are going to live here for nothing and not go to school and not go to work?
I saw this on a Reba show.
Right? I'm a reality show waiting to happen, yeah, Kim. I'm telling you.
Me too.
Todd and I need our YouTube channel yesterday.
That's right. It is a problem. And even right now, we go in starting a new semester with not as many people as we need. So nobody can take a day off. And I'm going on a cruise September 1st through the 5th. You'll have your employees go, no, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to go because I need the 3rd off. It's like, that's what I'm saying. These employees are... They're dictating how we're going to do. And I'm not going to say they have us in a spot, but they have us in a little bit of a spot. But just like when that guy didn't show up the other day and when he showed up later, I was on that line whipping all them things out. And I looked at him, I go, just so you can see, I can do your job better than you can. So just remember that next time you think about calling out.
See, unfortunately, it's this generation now. The generation in the past. You didn't have issues like that.
No, we were just alcoholics.
I'm a Gen Xer, so I'm not saying anything.
Generation now don't want to work.
What are you, Gen X?
Yeah.
What am I? I think I'm Gen Z.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
That's younger.
Oh, that's younger? I'm a baby boomer.
They're the ones.
I'm a baby boomer.
Right. They're the ones that end a sentence and a question.
Oh, yeah.
The Gen Zers, they end every sentence
they're
asking a question.
My 11-year-old does that. Yeah. My 11-year-old does that. Why?
My husband didn't even realize that until I brought it to his attention. I'm like, every inflection is at the end of a sentence like it's a question.
So then I'm the last of the great generation.
Yes, you are.
Because the baby boomers, we just wanted to make a bazillion dollars so we could retire early.
And I'm the don't mess
I'm
with
still
this generation.
Working. Yeah. Yeah. What happened there? Why am I still working? Because the baby boomers, we were all about work.
You know why? I'm not going to say it.
No, come on.
Everybody's going to hate me.
Go ahead.
Because those other generations took over and they're dictating now. And so now we got to fix everything.
Yeah. Now we got to, yeah. That's why I sit here and say, how can I retire? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy. Just crazy. And the other thing is you got to weed through. They've got a list of things they do bad like this. You got to weed through and go, okay, who has the least amount of problems? It is. It's terrible.
And they don't see it.
This has been a day of ranting.
Huh? It has been.
It's been a day of ranting. And we haven't, usually we do the Kim and Keith rant. This has been the, Gina's back. Gina's back. Tell us what's happening in the city, Gina.
Let me tell you
what's going
happening
on in the city.
Okay, we've actually got fun stuff coming up. So we have the rummage sale.
So at the O'Galley Civic Center, we have the rummage sale. I got to tell you, I'm doing food and beverage there.
Yes.
So come on down because I'm gonna do what we did for 4th of July. I'm going to do a taco bar.
Okay.
Let's do tacos and stuff. Let's
mix
it
now
up.
They're going to be there early, so you're going to have coffee
and
stuff.
Breakfast, too. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's August 22nd and 23rd.
22nd.
From 8 to 1.
8 to 1. I better write that down so I know what time.
2-day rummage sale.
8 to 1 both times.
Yes. No, wait. I'm sorry.
8 to 1.
I don't have my flyer in front of me.
8 to 1 on Friday. Is it?
I need to look at that.
Okay.
Let me pull it up on the website.
8 to some time.
I am.
Okay?
Not
8 to some time.
No, it might.
O'Galley Civic Center.
I'll get with that one. Okay. We'll go back to that
one. And let me ask you, have you filled all the tables?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the place is going to be packed.
Out. Yeah.
This is one. So this one is usually a lot of things like that you cleaned your garage out. But I have to tell you, I got Hinckley knives. Which I've spent as much as $400 on a knife. They were $5 last time I was there. It was a beautiful thing.
Yep.
Beautiful thing. Let me ask you, I know the kids are back in school, but are we done handing out backpacks?
Yes,
does everybody
we had
get a
that.
How did that go?
It went phenomenal.
Because I love to see that all over. And I think that everybody was able to get a backpack in this town if they put 2 seconds into looking. Everybody came together this year. And with the backpacks, I think that was a great thing.
I had some people downtown do the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that every kid didn't have to be embarrassed. They had everything they needed for school, except for mine. I had to go to Walmart this morning because I didn't get her a 3-ring trapper keeper that was like 25 bucks. Headphones and a mouse.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know, now it comes with all the bells and whistles, right?
What does?
Backpacks.
I didn't know that. My kids had a, listen, like Paris Hilton.
It's got a hole for your, like, charger. It's got all kinds of stuff.
Like Paris Hilton, Jen's got, she got Lex a new Stitch backpack because everything Lex has is Stitch still. Every age loves Stitch.
The new trend I just saw is that the high school kids are now wearing like the elementary fun little backpacks.
Yeah, Stitch. I'm telling you, Stitch is big.
Yeah.
So all right. So we've got the O'Galley Civic Center.
I have it as rummage sale. 8 to 1.
8 to 1.
That's crazy. I guess it is 8 to 1 both days.
8 to 1. All right. So we're
I put so many events on here.
8 to 1 Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday, I've also got the gun show.
Okay, at the auditorium.
At the auditorium. So I'm going to clone myself. I'm going to be in two places at once. We're going to be, especially if somebody does a no call, no show, I'm going to be flip flopping. So we've also got the gun show in the auditorium. That's going on Saturday and Sunday. And then what's next?
Before that, they somehow put it backwards on my list, but the back to school party is at the Eddie Lee Taylor Community Center on August 15th, and that's in the evening. It's kind of like their Friday night.
Friday fest type
get
thing.
Get together for the kids. It's like a parents night out kind of thing.
Back to school.
But it's the back to school party.
Back to school party, okay.
And that's the 15th. Mm. We've got, here we go with the fun stuff. The rummage sale at the Wickham Park Community Center is the 27th of September.
Okay.
And then we have the adult flashlight pumpkin hunt on the
17th. Okay, so that's a new one. Wait, back up. Why did I not hear about that?
Oh my gosh, it's just like the Easter egg hunt.
I was going to say, because I love the flashlight Easter egg hunt.
But
you saw my thing, my hat with the light on the top. Oh yeah, I'm all about that.
Yeah, so this one's at Crane Community Center.
Okay, Crane.
Okay.
Where's that at?
It's like, over in the O'Galley area.
It is.
On Mosswood.
Okay. Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the tickets are available at the O'Galley Civic Center.
Okay.
We don't really...
So you put flashlights on, and where do you find these pumpkins? They're all outside the place?
They're kind of like the little plastic eggs, but they're pumpkins.
Oh.
Same kind of thing. Collect up as many as you can. There's prizes,
awesome.
Correlating numbers inside with the prizes and stuff. And we have the Halloween Fall event also on the 17th at Eddie Lee Taylor Community Center. And then, of course, on October 25th, we have the Halloween Spooktacular Indoor Trick-or-Treat at the Melbourne Auditorium. There is a jot form on Facebook and the website if you want to be a participating vendor. There is no charge for vendors. Obviously, it will cost you whatever your decorations are for your booth and the candy. And we ask for a minimum of 2,500 pieces of candy. That's if you're going to give one to each child.
And that's at the one at the auditorium
that we're talking about. Yeah. And it is awesome.
They still need vendors big time.
We do. Yes.
Listen, I want to clarify, okay? Because Jen is listening. Hi, Jen.
Because
I'm not going on a cruise alone. Jen's going with me, okay? Because I always say I'm going on a cruise. We're going on a cruise with Cindy. This is going to be a great time.
Michael.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. And we're looking forward to that.
I wasn't invited.
But listen, she tells me backpacks come with headphones now. Who knew?
Oh, wow.
Who knew? Okay,
now,
so next
we
year
wonder
we got to work
they're entitled.
On that. Yes. She says, hi, girls. The Lexus backpack with their Stitch backpack. They were probably knowing Jen because she gets all this stuff from, I don't know, God, because she gets the coolest things. Lexus probably had Stitch headphones for all I know.
So here's the funniest part. They're not allowed to have phones in school. They listen to the music.
I don't think it is. No, they do that iReady stuff. So the mouses and the headphones.
Okay.
Did you? So
no.
I homeschooled.
Uh-huh.
I got very smart during homeschool. I'm smarter than a fifth grader now. No, it was great. You know what I love? All right, just funny story, and then we'll come back to what's happening in Vard. So my kid was, you know, we're 2020, COVID, and I did the homeschool where you got the Zoom, you know, the screen in front of you. And Sherry had a, like, turban because she had just come out of the shower, and she went into the laundry room to get her clothes, and she just sort of streaked. And the teacher goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. you know? And it's like, it was fast. And I go, oh my God, you just went in back of Lex. So it's like, but the only one that saw it was the teacher. And the teacher's cracking up. It's going to be a joke forever. So this year, Lex got the same teacher. And it's like, oh, remember when Sherry streaked everybody? I was like, oh my God, yes, I do. It was so funny. But she has the same teacher.
That's insane.
So that was a good thing. So we're going back.
I'm so done with that. Teacher. I'm so glad I'm done with that.
No, it's cool.
Now I just need to get him working.
Me too.
Yep.
Me too. I'm doing the same thing. 20 years old. Yep.
Yep.
She wants to work, but for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that doesn't work out well. It just doesn't work out well.
And you have a position open.
Huh?
And you have a position
No,
open.
We have like 5 positions uh-huh. open. You know, and so does Melbourne Seafood. Now, you know, mm-hmm. Melbourne Seafood sponsors our show here, and they're hiring too. Everywhere's hiring. Mm-hmm. Everyone I know is at least taking applications. So how about, have you ate at Melbourne Seafood Station?
I have been there, yes.
You have?
Delicious.
It's delicious. We've all ate there. Have you been there yet, Danny? Yep. All right, because I know you're a little far away, but
well, I ate there when it was in Vieira in the Avenues.
Okay, yeah, yeah, and that one had fried food. Because the new one, have you been to the new one though?
I have not been
being
to the new one.
Being downtown now, being you know your position, I you need to
trust
go there.
Me, I go. I make my rounds. They're on the list.
Okay, because they have all new menu, fried food now. You can get fried fish. They have dollar oysters. Still the best value in town. You know, I don't just say that because it's my sponsor. Best value in town, under $10, you can still get your entree, 2 sides, and a drink. I don't know anywhere. Now, I have a meal deal. It does come with a chicken sandwich, barbecued pork, a hamburger, fries, and a drink for $10.
Hmm.
But it's in the college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you cannot find anywhere, not even McDonald's, for $10 anymore. Uh-uh. See, the places we eat out are pretty pricey.
Mm-hmm.
I can justify that because it's so good. We know it's always going to be great.
It's consistent.
We're always going to have a great meal.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. They don't pay me at Scott's on 5th, my Villa Palma, my favorite place, and Skewers. It's always consistent. Just like you just said, it's always consistent. Yeah. Jen, I think we've ate all 3 of them this week. I think we've... No, we weren't at Scott's. Oh, I went there for a glass of wine.
Okay.
After I ate at Villa Palma, I went to Scott's.
Okay.
But that's what I do. I just keep to my few. I don't even know why I ask for a menu. They say that at Skewers. They'll go, why are you asking for a menu? You're going to order the same thing you've been ordering for 30 years. And those are places, too, that have been around 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere else is a couple years. Now, tell us about downtown, because people are moving in, moving out. And, of course, you had your friend on TV. We haven't gotten to see that show yet, but... What was it, John?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be on.
You don't? Mm-mm. With the John Taffron, the whole, it's not going to be on.
From what I've
heard. Oh, do tell us the scoop on that one.
Oh, it just happened recently, I think. And I didn't get it confirmed. But from what I gathered was that they're not going to do it now because of some of the happenings recently in downtown Melbourne.
Oh,
with
that's,
the
I
young man losing
that.
His life. Yeah. They don't want
to
be associated.
Because they had a record turnout.
Yes.
Yeah, record
so
turnout.
So I haven't had it confirmed, but I'll try to.
So I hope that they do put that on there because I think, first of all, I think it's good people showing a different side of the restaurant that people don't. And, of course, everything's scripted a little bit, you know, sort of throws it off. My brother always said, reality TV is not reality if you know there's a camera on.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you partake in any of that when the what they've changed the name back?
It's Bar Rescue. That's the name of the show.
Yeah,
Bar Rescue. But
he's now changed it to.
But it was first Crane. What was it first? Crane Creek.
Hurricane Creek.
Appropriately named, and then John Taffron came in and made it like the neon.
Now it's the Creek.
But you remember it was like the neon whatever.
Neon Rodeo. Yeah.
Neon Rodeo. No, that gave out the wrong impression. Yeah.
It's now the Creek.
The Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Again, good named because there's a whole story that goes with that.
Yes, and Randy posted it.
And how's Randy doing? Is it picked up business?
I have not talked to Randy.
So we need to check in on him because we need to see if that helped, you know, just the because so many
we'll
people became
Randy
aware
on.
Of it.
I'll get back with him and we'll figure that out.
Yeah, I would love to have him on the show.
Yeah.
He's
quite a character, too.
Phone?
So
sorry.
He's a radio guy. So,
excellent.
You know, he'll enjoy coming on and talking. He has his own radio station.
So So downtown has some exciting things, like Main Street Pub was just named like Bar of the Year, which is super exciting.
And that's when I thought, when you said Main Street,
you thought that was
I
me.
Was thinking, because they have a beef on the
I
WEC.
Know. And my husband and I had our first date there, and it was funny because it was kind of what they were saying. When was that?
Yeah.
That was June 18th, I think it was the 18th of 2020.
Wow, 2020.
Yes.
COVID year.
Yes.
Get together during COVID.
Yes.
Ooh, fun.
Oh, rebels.
Yes, we did.
I know.
I never stayed home during COVID.
So we've been talking about that beef on the WEC, though. That's why I brought it up. You know what a beef on the WEC is?
I do. I've seen there. It's amazing looking.
Because
I've not
it's something you can't get everywhere. You know what it is, Danny? Because I think you would like it. First of all, a real beef on the WEC is got a caraway and salt bun. It's like almost like a Kaiser. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a soft inside, crusty on the outside, mm-hmm. and then it's got a nice salt and caraway top. And what they do is they take prime rib, shave it thin.
It's like this tall.
A little, horseradish sauce, that shaved thing. And then you take the top of the bun that's crusty and you dip it in the great au jus and stick it on the top of that bun and serve it with a side of au jus. Mm-hmm. It's to die
for. I go for the orange crushes, but
you go for the orange crushes. There you go. That's you.
I get my vitamin C.
As Jen says, I'm not responsible for Gina's actions. She can't be here, but she put her sense in. That's right.
She's listening.
We miss you, Jen.
I still love you, Jen.
That's
okay.
Right.
There's also Helen Blaze's is almost done with their outdoor patio, and if you haven't seen it, it looks amazing.
I saw it online.
We're very excited about that coming, because that'll give
cool
us some outdoor
place.
Seating.
They've got that vault inside, the little FM Pizza has mm-hmm. their vault.
And then there's one of my favorites that I think is not well known is Aya's. Has anybody been
there? No, what is that?
So it's Mediterranean food.
Oh, yes.
It's right
it used to be the old Continental Flambé.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
It is an experience. I mean, the food, they make everything from scratch. The food is so good.
Okay.
It's not
and
a
that's
fast
Mediterranean,
restaurant.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my understanding, I don't want to misspeak, but I think they still do like belly dancing on Friday nights.
It's like
so
skewers.
Kind of fun
like
little place
skewers.
To go.
Yeah.
Right. But it's so good. And then, of course, Crush 11. They're my favorite.
I have to try AS because I heard it's really well.
It's very good.
Yeah. And that's coming from a person that was the health inspector for 35 years
said
that's a place to eat. Yeah. So I like
I mean, there's quite a few. I'm going to leave someone out. I don't want anyone to be offended.
But that's okay.
There's so many good
places.
It's okay.
You'll come back and we'll talk about other places. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do a downtown walk.
I would love to.
Yeah. When I was young, we used to stop at a street and have one beer at each place. Just one. You can have two, even if you were having fun. You had to have one. Then you come up the next side of the street to try to get back to your car.
To call an Uber.
That's right. To call an Uber.
Call an Uber.
To give your designated driver the keys. I was always designated driver. You know, I never used to drink.
I'll invite you down.
I can't stand drinking.
Let's
That's right. That's right. So we've got some things happening at the auditorium. We're not taking that call. Wait a minute. Hang this one up too. Hang them all up.
She busy.
We're busy on the phones. That means we've made somebody angry. We're busy on the phones. Sorry, didn't mean to call there. Let's hang this one up too. Sorry. Okay. All right. Sorry about that, Jennifer. All right. So we've got right here this weekend. We already talked about it. We're going to go to next week. We've got the rummage sale, the gun show, and then we've got the India Festival. So talking about restaurants, we got the India Festival. Not going to lie, I'm not cooking that food because I can't cook it like their mamas. I cannot. we've got also the car show coming up on the 31st. If you haven't been to the car show at the auditorium, it's cool. It's almost like you belong to a car club and you go in and it's almost like tailgating, only you can't bring the beer. You got to get your beer and food from me, but everybody's got their little lawn chairs in the back of their cars. Have you been to that one?
Is it indoor?
It's indoor and
really?
Outdoor. So here's what's sort of cool this year. And I'm hoping to get Joseph, who runs this, on next Tuesday's show. I'm trying to, because I actually talked to him on my way here today. But this year, the parking lot's going to be open. If you think you've got a cool car, you can drive up, and for $10, you can become part of this. You can become part of this car show. I don't know why my
What's the date
fingers
again?
On. Is it the 30th, the 31st? Let me look here again.
Okay.
It's the 31st, Sunday the 31st of August.
Okay.
It's 12 to 5.
Okay.
And it's, like I said, it's cool. It's an indoor car show.
Is there admission?
I don't know about that, but when we're next Tuesday, we'll get more info on it. And, you know, these are cars like custom. They're all custom cars. They're cars that you've never seen before and painted really cool. And like I said, it's like being part of the car club.
Cool.
So you want to come out for that? We've got, let me get my little sheet here so I don't miss something at the auditorium. You already talked about that because we definitely need the vendors for the Halloween thing.
Yeah.
But we've got, on Saturday, August 16th, Cherished Pampering Day is there from 11 to 3. Anybody can come get their hair cut, have a manicure, pedicure. There's all kinds of different stuff to do in there. Listen to a little, it's house church. Does a little sermon there on the stage, and it's a good time. Again, that's Saturday, August 16th. We've got the orchestra coming back. They'll be back. They'll be here on the Tuesday, September 2nd. They'll be here in the studio talking about their show, but we've got the Melbourne Community Orchestra doing the Grand Departure. They got a pre-show at 6:15. That's going to be September 3rd. And Thursday, September 4th, again at 6:15. We've got a National Wellness Expo happening on September 6th and 7th. We've got the Brevard Recovery Festival happening on September 3rd. This is a new one, Dancing with Ninjas. The Dancing Ninjas pop through the millennium on September 14th. Wednesday, the Melbourne Band is going to be back. We'll get them back on the show. And we've got the Coastal Conservative Association Banquet, which is always a fun time. And here's the biggie coming on September 26th. We got the Women of Rock show, which is Pat Benatar, Stevie Nicks. Gina, you have to come to this one. This is like the Ole Miss ABBA, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a good show. You got to come, Dan.
I've been putting it on the Melbourne, Florida community calendar.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've been putting it out there.
All right. So, we've got just a couple more things. The Space Coast on August 16th at 6 p.m. The Space Coast, it's the wing battle. Now, I happen to, you know, I've had a wing restaurant. I had there where Frankie's was, used to be the Hurricane Cafe. So I wish I could compete in this wing thing because I'm here to tell you I make a pretty good wing. Space Coast wing battle, it's at Wickham Park. This is the nonprofit, the Children's Hunger Project, which I'm sure you guys have both know and heard of, and you people out there, please support them. They do a lot of good things. The competition is unlimited wings. So you get to pay one fee, and you get to drink all day and eat all day. I don't know how much that fee is. You have to reach out to Wickham Park, they're 2500 Parkway, and get the price on that one because they're keeping that under wraps. I don't know why, but I'm like, how much is it? I don't know.
Really?
But we're going to find out about that. It sounds like a good time. On August 23rd, they have the Woodstock Pub Crawl downtown. That's your neck of the woods there.
It's not one we host, but it is coming downtown.
It's 60s and 70s music. Wear your tie-dye.
Should be fun.
It should be a lot of fun, yes. And then I've got one more thing. This one sounds really cool. It's not... in my neck of woods, but it is at the Kennedy King Center. On the IMAX screen on August 30th, you can catch the Blue Angels Flying.
Kennedy Space Center?
At Kennedy Space Center. I got to tell you, on August 30th, they're having at 6:30 Kennedy Under the Stars, but right now on the IMAX screen is the Blue Angels. That's got to be unbelievable to see. Have you been there to the IMAX screen?
I have not been.
It's pretty cool. I have to tell you, I saw the whole Michael Jackson thing there, that space thing he did or whatever, but it was cool because it's all around you. You feel like you're part of it. But that's happening at Kennedy Space Center. The what else you got, Gina, in the city? Anything else you want to have people call for or get involved with?
I'm pretty sure there are still a few tables left for the holiday market and Snowfest, and that's the two-day holiday event at the auditorium.
And I hate that we're always saying, and I know you do too, because it's gotten so hard, we need sponsors.
This is a vendor event. It's a holiday market, and it's actually a city event.
Yeah.
So it
But I'm saying for these other things, because I know, like, for the Halloween, we need sponsors. We just need people to come in with 3,000 pieces of candy. Why is it so hard to get sponsors anymore? Don't you think they want to be there and show what they do? I mean, why has that changed? Is it like the rest of the world?
Well, you know what I always say about Mel Boom when I'm trying to raise money.
We love Mel Boom.
I always say, look, it's a great event. You're giving back to the community. You're celebrating with the community, but it's not babies and puppies.
Right.
So it's hard.
Right. It's fireworks.
You know, I need a significant amount.
And you're already working on next year.
Did I tell you I have the band already?
Do you know? We have the Phoenix Band.
I could have told you that
yes.
one.
Yes. And I love that one. I love Ellen.
I've even got the band for 2027, but I'm not going to say it yet. So
that's awesome.
But we're good.
I'm very glad.
I've got the band. I've got the stage.
And we're going back to hamburgers and hot dogs. We're going to do it American-wise.
But now that's for the VIP. So that's for the sponsors.
So if you sponsor, you're going to have some great burgers.
But we're
going
to do some fun stuff to try to raise money this year.
Awesome.
I'm going to drop something new on you.
Okay.
One of the city councilmen came to me for this. So we're working on it and we're going to do. I'm 99.9% sure we've got the date and everything that we're going to do Melbourne's Got Talent. And it's going to be a 5-month, once a month event.
That's pretty cool. Where are you going to do it at?
We're going to do it at several different places. I have a little list, so I'll be hitting them up to make sure we can reserve those dates there. There'll be a small cover charge for the fundraiser, and then we'll have some raffles and things like that. But then I can't remember the date in June. I want to say it's June 18th, if that's a Saturday. That's going to be at the Melbourne Auditorium, and that's going to be the big event.
That's awesome.
It's going to hopefully yield us our anthem singer for the 4th of July.
Mel Boom celebration.
Okay. So doing those auditions 2 weeks prior, like I did this year.
Maybe we can get some big judge to come in. That would be cool.
We're gonna come up with some stuff. It's all in the works right now.
I love that.
We're going to still do Beauty for the Boom.
Awesome.
That women's health wellness event.
I like that. That was fun.
Awesome. It's going to be even better this year.
Excellent.
And we're also going to do Blaze Pizza Night.
She's already told me she's in.
Yeah. So we've got some cool stuff.
I have to tell you, I really like that place, by the way. That was a good choice.
Nice little place.
Yeah, it's a cool little thing. Absolutely.
It's not in Melbourne, but that's okay.
What? But it's still in Brevard.
And we are
what's cooking in the 3-2-1. So that takes on. Listen, I want to thank you for coming and being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
And invite you back anytime you got something big happening downtown.
Thank you. By all means.
Even if you can't make it, call in, let Gina know, and we'll get it. We'll get the word out there.
Okay.
You know, if you need sponsors, the person sitting next to you is very good about getting all kinds of things like that.
Oh, and I have your cell phone now.
That's right. That's right. Anything you want to close with that you maybe forgot, or is there some place that people should look to get information? Do you have a website?
Downtown Melbourne page.
Okay.
So just downtownmelbourne.com. There's an events page. If you happen to be a local downtown merchant listening or restaurant, don't forget you can put your own event on our events page. There is a submission there for that.
So sometimes
we might be missing somebody.
Okay.
But yeah, you can submit your own event there. And for everyone else just looking for something to do, our social media pages, I have been very robust in trying to share. So if a merchant or a restaurant is sharing what they have coming up, I am also sharing. So please go follow us on Melbourne Main Street on both Facebook and Instagram. And we've got everything we share is there.
Gina, did you two share, do you both have your...
I've told Kim about it in the past. I admin a page called Melbourne FL Community Calendar.
Okay.
And you can share, as long as it's an event.
Okay.
You can share it there. So I love your page,
by the way.
Thank you.
You can just go to it and find something that's happening.
Yeah.
No.
I try, and I'm on it a couple times a day approving.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, listen, I'm sorry my head's been all over the place today because I open with the kids on the 18th. We've got the moving into the dorm on Friday, and we've got all their parents coming for their orientation on Saturday. Jennifer was just in Georgia. Her nephew he got accepted into Mercer College, and she went there to Georgia, so we're ready for the Georgia Dogs to start playing and college to get back. Listen, you guys, thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Catch you next Tuesday.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.